Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation. Today on the Buzzcast, Jennifer Ritzinger talks to Robert Ingebretson about his session, A Designer's Overview of the Windows Presentation Foundation, formerly codenamed Avalon.
So, Robert, tell us about the session you're giving at Mix.
I'm giving a session that is about WPF, which is a new platform which we've created for creating applications and UI. And I'll be talking about that, but from the designer's perspective.
And WPF is Windows Presentation Foundation, formerly codenamed Avalon.
That's right.
And so from a designer's perspective versus a developer's, what's cool about this?
I think that the main thing that we've seen designers get excited about is the level of creativity which WPF affords them. Some of the demos that have made the rounds are like the North Face demo, which Fluid did, where they were actually able to map video onto a 3D surface. Just in general, we've seen that people get really excited about being able to do things that they really couldn't do before. And that's kind of what I want to explore, and also, I guess, show the designers that are in the audience that the cost of entry isn't actually all that high. That it looks like people are doing amazingly, incredibly hard things, difficult things, but we've built tools and we've built a platform in such a way that you can get right into it. Even without a lot of technical knowledge, you can get into the platform and actually create some really exciting and interesting things.
So folks who aren't professionals and don't have a lot of budget can really do some cool stuff without a lot of ramp in terms of taking advantage of the technologies.
That's right. Yep.
And this is all going to be in Windows Vista?
Yeah, this is all in Windows Vista. It ships with Windows Vista, but it's also available down-level. So WPF and all of the tools which accompany it all install on XP, SP2, and up. So the idea being that you can get into this right away and you can actually produce applications that a vast majority of your customers would be able to take advantage of.
So since Microsoft is an engineering company, we're not a design company, how have we really gotten knowledgeable in this space where we can actually offer a tool for designers?
You know, it's been challenging, actually. It's true. We are an engineering company, and design is, especially with this kind of singular focus on design, has been new for us. But we recognize that it's critical for us. We need designers. We've created a platform that really expects a high level of interaction and a high level of design. And so we know we need designers. To address this, we've been recruiting. We've been working with designers. We've been going out and doing site visits. We've created a lot of new partnerships, and a lot of those partners will actually be at Mix to show off some of the good work that they've done.
And folks who are going to use these tools don't have to be Windows or Microsoft technologists or people who are using just the Windows platform, right? They can come from other platforms as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, I have spent my morning actually getting a WPF application hosted on an Apache server using a PHP proxy. So, in fact, the example that I showed in my demo will be hosted on an Apache server using a PHP proxy.
Very cool. So we're really getting into the game here. I mean, this is a serious investment for Microsoft, right?
Yeah, it is. It's something that we are really passionate about. We see this as something that can really boost the kinds of products that people create using Microsoft technologies into the next generation, the next century.
And even though you're going to have a session at Mix that's going to be more for designers, can you talk just a little bit about how the lines are blurring between developers and designers, especially in the web space?
Sure. So this is something that's been happening in the web space for a while, as I'm sure our listeners are aware, that consumers have demanded a higher level of interaction and a higher quality of experience. And so as a result, there has been greater need for developers and designers to coordinate what they're doing together. And as a result, in fact, there's sort of this hybrid role emerging where designers are becoming more like developers and developers are doing more design. WPF attempts to cater to that, either that split or else that combination, where we've offered a platform that has a strong back-end. It's the .NET back-end, and then also a front-end or a presentation layer, which allows incredible flexibility and power and has a lot of the concepts which would be familiar and important to a designer.
And what's your background? Are you a designer?
You know, it's funny. Actually, my background is in computer science, but it was almost design. I spent about 2 years of my college career trying to decide where I wanted to end up. And in the end, I think I chose the right thing because I'm working on technology, but I'm also interacting with designers. So I'm sort of reaping the benefits of that hybrid education at this point.
So you and some coworkers are going to be at Mix. You're going to be available for some feedback and some really rich discussion with the attendees.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, actually. This is WPF is new, and like I said, understanding the designer perspective is an ongoing challenge for us. So I'm excited both to be able to answer questions as well as to ask some.
Very cool. So we'll see you in Vegas.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, thanks, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Robert. And you can learn more about Designer's View of Windows Presentation Foundation at the Mix06 Conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd. To register, go to mix06.com and sign up today. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.